Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, history is about to be made yet again, right? By Elon Musk. He's managed to convince his shareholders at Tesla to agree to a new payment structure, which will see him earn literally billions. Tell us about it.
It might even get close to $1 trillion US actually by the end of it all. So you're quite right. Typically, we always discuss rewards programs as well as compensation for executives. And one thing's for certain is that it really is a numbers game. Number one, you're expecting executives to perform, play an active role in driving the strategic direction of the company, achieving major milestones in terms of innovation, profit, and of course, growth and market cap. And coupled with that, they are remunerated accordingly. Now, it does seem as though Elon Musk has found himself on a winning streak. He's already one of the richest men in the world. But the shareholders of Tesla have shown their support wholeheartedly behind the CEO by signing off a compensation package which is said to be worth $1 trillion US. Now, majority of the investors, more than 75% of them.
Oh, wait, your line is going bad there.
A new proposal that actually is a package of particular milestones.
Your line is going bad there, Google. We can't hear you.
Okay, let's hope that the line is slightly better now. Yeah. But essentially, investors voted for a package.
Let's try and get on the telephone line. But yeah, staggering numbers coming now? Through there. Okay. Let's try and get on a telephone line, guys. Staggering numbers. I mean, imagine that. Earning a trillion. I suppose as the person who owns a company and who has led them to the success that they've achieved, it makes sense. But boy, oh boy. We're talking US dollars here as well. This is crazy. Okay, Gugu, now I've got you on telephone line.
Perfect. I'll pick up from where I left off. Essentially, it's a 10-year plan to keep Elon Musk as CEO. This allows him to actually increase the market cap of the business to $2 trillion US. He also has to expand in terms of new innovative solutions that they bring on board and maintain voting power on the company, which increases his proxy to about 25%. So there's a lot of complexities to it, particular milestones that need to be achieved. But ultimately, the golden prize and ticket for him is a payment package worth about $1 trillion US in the end.
Okay. And then we've also been speaking about the trade wars, right? The two mega superpowers, obviously China and the US, have been at it. And last week, China started putting together their numbers. Their trade numbers came out. And we're seeing that it has actually taken effect and a toll on the economy, this whole thing when it comes to trade wars. Tell us about it.
China's definitely feeling the pressure of the trade wars, and in particular, the numbers are being revealed in their October numbers. Now, that came out showing that their trade shipments or outbound shipments actually declined by 1.1%. It might sound like a small figure, but if you think about how this is compounding in terms of its impact, it is quite significant for China. One thing for certain is that we still haven't seen any clarity regarding the trade relationship between the U.S. and China. There's still ongoing meetings and negotiations that will be taking place, but one major area of concern is that year-to-date, Chinese exports to the U.S. are actually down by 25%. So if that continues on a consistent basis, then ultimately it leads to one thing, finding new markets to actually export particular products to, which may be difficult for markets like the U.S. and China, given just the sheer size of their trade relationship and economies.
And the markets?
Markets will open up from 110,100 points today. Currency-wise, we're 17.38 to the U.S. dollar, 22.81 to the pound, and now 20.05 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.